day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day.
This Thanksgiving Thursday.
So we are thankful. Mm-hmm. We're going to be grateful. Mm-hmm. We are grateful. Mm-hmm. We have a heart of thanksgiving. And a heart of praise. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody. Yeah. It's early Thanksgiving morning. You got to wake up with a heart of thanksgiving and a heart of praise, and we assassinate every spirit of complaining. God don't like no complaining.
As your family gathers today, as your friends gather today, we just want to speak the blessing of the Lord that continually, the blessing of the Lord continually be in your mouth, be on the work of your hand. You are already blessed. Peace be upon you and your family on today. Let there be a breakout of joy amongst you. Let laughter reign throughout your household on today, your gathering place on today. We decree and declare the love of God is present. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding is present. You will receive no bad news on today. We reject every intrusion of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Today is a day of thanksgiving. Today is a day of rejoicing. Today is a day of reconciliation. Today is a day of moving from where you are to where you are going together as a family. God has appointed you in that family. Why? Because the Lord loves his people. He made you the auntie. He made you the uncle. He made you the grandma. He made you the cousin. He made you the sister, the daughter, the son, whatever your relational positions are today as you gather with your family. He put you there. Why? Because the Lord loves his people. You are there.
Yes, you are there. You are there. Oh, we're having a great time all week. We're coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 10. And so if you didn't join us during the week, we want to refresh you and bring you up to speed, right? Mm-hmm. Get you right up to speed. All right. So we're going to go back and we're going to refresh. You know, you like the computer. We refresh it. Okay.
2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 10 through 12. Mm. And in this, I give advice.
Yeah.
It is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago, but now you also must complete the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to desire it, so there also may be a completion out of what you have. For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has and not according to what he does not have.
Right. So we see clearly that Paul has said, ask a question, what is your goal? What is the goal for that thing that you desire? What was your mission? What was your purpose a year ago? You were excited about this vision you have. But let me ask, Paul is saying, you need to complete it. Mm-hmm. So, in order to complete the task, Pastor Diane, mm-hmm. from make life work. I'm going to go right there, because all this month is making life work in when?
The 11th hour.
So I want to pull out what make life work says. It says, for you're turning your vision into reality, it will never happen if you don't set your goal. Strategy number one. You must set your goal. Yeah. Now hear this. Every vision must have a goal. Without a goal, a vision is just a fantasy.
Yeah.
Let's just get mm-hmm. this here this morning. Without a goal, it is a fantasy. Mm-hmm. A goal is the object of a person's ambition or effort, an aim or desire, result, or an object towards which an endeavor is directed to the end. That's what Paul was talking about. Writing out your vision statement will provide you with the idea and the direction. The next step is to set the goal that will get you moving in that what direction. Your goal must have the following characteristics. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go. Mm-hmm. Look, if you Listen, your goal, if you have a goal, it must have these characteristics. Number one, it must be measurable. When you can measure it, you can evaluate your progress. Number two, a goal must be attainable. It must be realistic. If you set unrealistic pie-in-the-sky goal that you fail to accomplish, discouragement will set in. Your goal must have a timeline. You must set a due date for various steps along the way. And the final deadline. Number four. This is how you set a goal. number four, positivity. The goal must be positive in nature. You can't strive, you cannot strive not to accomplish something. Number five, the goal must be flexible. You must adapt to change circumstances without letting change knock you off course. So here are the five characteristics, and that's what we were talking about in here. In Matthew chapter 20, verse 6, this landowner has a goal. Go to Matthew chapter 20. Mm-hmm. This guy have a goal. His goal was measurable. His goal was what?
Measurable.
We know that. Mm-hmm. Because at 6 o'clock, he hired the people. But at 9 he went. He was measuring the progress.
Yeah.
He was evaluating. We said, number one, mm-hmm. your goal must be measurable. When you cannot measure it, you can evaluate your progress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you were talking mm-hmm. earlier, Diane, mm-hmm. that this guy, he has some timeline. We say it again. The goal, mm-hmm. Number three here, a timeline must be set, a due date for various steps.
Mm-hmm.
he has a timeline yeah. at each hour.
Mm-hmm.
Something must be done within these 3 hours. Mm-hmm. So he know. Whatever the number that's supposed to be done in the increment of 3 hours, if that never done, he says, well, what do I lack here?
Mm-hmm.
I need, he's flexible. You remember mm-hmm. a goal must be?
Yes.
I need some more people.
Mm-hmm.
So he go out, he gets some more people. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And as they were doing,
yeah.
then as you're doing, you begin to generate. So
yeah.
they were doing, so they're generating. So then it's showing, okay, that we have, now we could do this.
Yeah.
We need to multiply,
yeah.
multiply,
yeah.
multiply.
Yeah.
So they're bringing in people in multiples of three
yeah.
every 3 hours,
yeah.
the interval. But then he realizes as they're getting toward the end of the day that they have a measurable timeline. They have something that they wanted to achieve
yeah.
by the 12th hour.
Yeah.
So they have to be flexible. Oh, we need to get rally more workers and bring them into the vineyard now in the 11th hour at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So then that had to match up the expectation of the workers who were still standing there idle in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it would have fulfilled the pattern was every 3 hours,
yeah.
the next 3 hours after the 3 o'clock hour would have been 6 p.m. And
mm-hmm.
that was the time, the 12th hour, where they were paid.
Yeah.
So if they would have said at 3 o'clock, okay, well, we missed our 3 hour intervals of the day. In the next 3 hours is going to be quitting time, so we might as well quit too. And they weren't there, they would have missed the opportunity that came forth in the 11th hour. So do not move. Do not give up on your dream. It is going to happen. It's closer than you think. Continue to remain steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of God. You must have great expectation. There is great reward for your great expectation. And that's what they received. They went into the vineyard at the 11th hour. They went into the vineyard at 5 p.m. And at 6 p.m., 1 hour later, they reaped the return as if they had been out in the field all the day. They reaped the same return, the same wage as those who started before them.
And I need you to go back to Elijah, the story with Elijah, because to a vision must follow a step by step approach. Okay? To get to the end. You're not going to get to the end. You can't skip no step. It has to be written out clearly, step by step, and you have to be willing to follow it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you read, when Elijah tells the lady what to do.
What shall I do? Tell me, what do you have in the house?
Yeah.
And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil.
Yeah.
Verse 3. So we're in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 3 now. Then he said, go, borrow vessels from everywhere.
Step 1.
From all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few.
Step 1. So what step 1 was?
Go borrow vessels from everywhere, specifically empty ones. The ones they're not going to mind giving you.
That's right. You got to follow the steps. Why? You haven't succeeded yet because you don't have a plan. Oh, we can stay here. Get the book, Make Life Work. It's great. Mm-hmm. It will help you to formulate the plan that God has for your life. It is loaded with scripture showing the revelation that none of us come into this world without a divine plan. God has a divine plan for your life, for my life. You must discover it in the book. Jesus discovered the plan of the Father when he went in the temple, picked the book up from Isaiah and read. And he says, this scripture is now fulfilled. This is what I come to do. Go ahead, Diane.
Verse 4. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones.
So let's see. Let's see the plan. Let's see the strategy. Number one, go and get vessels. Borrow them. Number two, when you get them, now come back to your house. Right? That's step two. And what? Shut the door.
You and your sons.
Sons.
Family business.
That's right. That's going. The man of God lay out the strategy. Go ahead.
Verse 5. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her two sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out.
So the next thing she not have to do, number 3, now she had the vessel. Now she shut the door, and she has the oil. She has everything. That's what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter, see, the word of God is so powerful. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, he says, verse 12, for if there is first a will in mind, it is accepted according to what one has, and not according to what he does not have.
And this is what they had, because they followed the directions. Okay. They weren't hearers only, they were doers of the word, doers of the work. So they go and they get them. And now they're able, they have the capacity, they have the capacity to pour now the oil in. And every time they poured, it filled.
Yeah.
Every time they poured, it filled. Every time they poured, it filled. Until the capacity was done. We got to get it. God is calling us to increase in our capacity, because the oil that he has for our life is the kind that overflows. It's the kind of abundance. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum.
Good morning, everybody. It is a beautiful Thursday, November 25th. We're here on Morning Breath, a drive time devotion, sure to jumpstart your day. It's Thanksgiving Day. And every day is a day to give Thanksgiving, but this is a day that's a national holiday that encourages us to give thanks. And I don't know about everybody out there, but pretty sure all our listeners are going to be giving thanks to the right source, and that's God for his graciousness and sending Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. We're so grateful. Anyway, welcome to Morning Breath. we read a chapter of the Bible, spend some time studying it, then we read it on the air here on the radio, and then we talk about wherever God leads us. And we're glad you've taken time out of your busy day to be with us. We have here